Simon Rohde is also a really crucial figure. He was an Italian immigrant and spent 25 years building the Watts Towers, which are these towers that are over 100 feet tall and are like a permanent fixture in South Central LA. When he was finished, he just signed the deed over to his neighbor and walked away from them. And the Watts Towers to this day kind of function as an artery for this neighborhood that otherwise would be completely neglected. And it gives them a kind of cultural leverage. The Time Life photographer, Billy Ray, was charged with going to Watts after the riots to find the seething, angry Negro population ready to riot again. And he went and he, you know, made pictures like that, but he also made this whole series of pictures with this group of young men who seemed to be working with him to produce these amazing images. To me, that image has been really kind of intoxicating because it looks like a fashion shoot, but it's supposed to be this document of social unrest and unease and rage. And actually, everyone looks quite sort of genteel. At the end of Sojourner, I constructed the entire film shoot around reenacting this photograph. So I just decided to completely flip the focus and take all these women and instead of having them do this at the Watts Towers, have them in Noah Purifoy's spot out in the desert, transformed into some like new speculative future where we're thinking about the most vulnerable population instead of the one that's sort of highlighted as being a threat.